two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Via KSL, Jeff Kaplan here. 96 with a little breeze in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. We now have a few details about what happened to 8-year-old Macy Hill. She was killed at the Kaysville 4th of July parade in a tragic accident. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz spoke with a family spokesperson.
Ryan Dopp is the family's bishop for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 8-year-old Macy Hill was walking in the Kaysville parade with her cheer team when Dopp says she was either getting on or getting off a trailer.
She got sucked up under the trailer and was killed. She was in critical condition when they took her to the hospital, but she died at the hospital.
A community now grieving, pink hearts and ribbons plastered around the neighborhood in Layton where she lived. That, Dopp says, was Macy's favorite color.
She was a light. She was a little ball of energy, and she lit up a room wherever she went. And we're going to miss her.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:31. The suspect in yesterday's deadly parade shooting in Illinois is taking responsibility for the attack. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, multiple sources say the suspect is answering questions from investigators, but Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says the investigation will take some time.
We're going to reach out to everybody we possibly can that has information, firsthand information about him, whether that's family members, teachers, friends, whoever it is that has information.
Covelli says the suspect was dressed as a woman when he opened fire, killing seven and injuring dozens more at a 4th of July parade. ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky has been looking at the suspect's social media activity. He reports investigators will most likely learn that the attack shouldn't come as a surprise.
This is not going to be a total surprise. There were a number of social media posts that depict violent content, that even depict the route of the July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois.
Prosecutors this afternoon charging the suspect with seven first-degree murder charges. The mass shooting has prompted the White House to revise this week's schedule.
The vice president is going to be there, and she will speak to the devastation that we all saw with our own eyes yesterday in Highland Park. But I don't have anything to share about the president's travel tomorrow.
Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says the president isn't expected to visit the Chicago suburb. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a number of summer parades still to come this month. One retired deputy chief of police anticipates that we're going to see increased safety measures after what happened in Illinois yesterday. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris with details.
Chris Bertram, retired deputy chief of police with Unified Police, says the Salt Lake City Marathon happened right after the bombing at the Boston Marathon. Bertram says he was the incident commander for the Salt Lake Marathon, and in light of what happened in Boston, they had increased safety measures and protocols, and they had more personnel on the street and in intelligence sharing centers. Bertram thinks a similar thing will happen with big parades in Utah this summer, like the Days of 47 parade.
Bertram says the shooting in Illinois shows the importance of risk assessments for events like parades. He says some Utah police departments perform them, but not all. KSL News Time 5:33, Utah Highway Patrol says at least five people died on Utah roadways over the holiday weekend. Troopers stopped more than 2,500 drivers for speeding. They arrested 80 impaired drivers over the course of the weekend. South Salt Lake Police are asking for your help finding a missing man. Casey Boxlag was last seen June 6th and his car was found abandoned in Summit County.
It was discovered that the vehicle plates, license plates, were removed from the car. Meticulously, the screws were put back into the license plate frame, and the vehicle was essentially clean in nature. Not a lot of personal belongings found in that vehicle.
Police say an anonymous donor has come forward with a $50,000 reward for information that helps them find Casey Boxlag. In the St. George area, get this, home prices were down last month. Back in May, the typical Washington County home listed for $762,000. Last month, it was $749,000. Home sale prices were down 1.7%. The average home in Washington County was on the market for 29 days last month. KSL News Time 535. Quite the roller coaster on Wall Street. The Dow tumbled 700 points this morning, then recovered much of the loss by the close when the dust settled. The Dow is down 129 points in a mixed market. Wild ride. DMBA financial planner Shane Stewart says, expect more volatility ahead.
For the next several weeks and months, we'll have volatility. And so unfortunately, as unnerving as it is, we're going to see some of those days where it's great up and then the next day not so great.
Stewart told Utah's Morning News governments all over the world are grappling with this inflation and supply chain issues. They're all trying to slow down their economies without causing a recession. Same story everywhere. KSL News Time, 5:35. So everybody's driving home one day back from the holiday weekend. And Ricky, how do we look?
Well, we don't have any huge, huge delays. We do have slowdowns, but not as much stop-and-go traffic as what we can often see. But we do have unusual delays waiting for you on Legacy Parkway going northbound. And they start as you're leaving Bountiful, going through Centerville up to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.